I think maybe here pretty soon we can jump on and we'll see. We'll see if we can bring Lolly and Wayward Jones in.
Been brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Good morning, Mississippi. And, man, we've got a
Lolly
special day. Yo!
Yo, what's up, Lolly?
Yo, Breck Riley.
Hey, I'm here.
Good morning, Kosciuszko. And the main event coming together, Boswell Media.
It's like a tag team. What's our tag team? Thing one, thing two?
Yeah, it and that.
It and that? Which
I'm
one are
that,
you?
That, you're it.
Oh, well, that'll be fine. I've been called worse.
Hey, dude, I'm so pumped up. This is such a big weekend. Last night it got canceled because of the weather, but our Songwriters of the Year are in town.
They're right here with us this morning.
They are, and we are just going to, like, hang out. We're going to jam with them, and they're going to be playing Wayward Jones in the area. They are here tonight in Philadelphia, tomorrow in Carthage at Square Fair at noon, and then tomorrow night in Kosciuszko at Jason's Southern Table. And welcome in, Amanda and Bicycle. Guys, good morning.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Oh, and see, they sound like they are on the official Boswell Media stage.
They are, right? I mean, they're right in here with us.
That is. Isn't it cool how we can, like, all sync in together, man? Back in the day, man, we would have never done this in radio.
Technology.
That's it. Thank you, Breck.
That's what we do, man. You got to be a radio. You got to be a talk show host, news, sports, and engineer.
All right. So for some of you Breezy 101 listeners, you know, Breck doesn't play some of the country stuff. And, man, Wayward Jones has got a big hit that we're going to play in a few minutes. But they've got one that we've released. When did we release that? At the end of February, I think, right before the pandemic.
I think it was March.
Middle of March.
Right when we were told to stay home off the road.
It was their fault. That's what it was, the pandemic.
Dang it.
Pandemic's their fault.
Actually, you know, we had on Kix 96, we had Wayward Jones Week going because we were giving away all the stuff, and that's when everything hit. That's right, and that's exactly how it hit.
Yeah.
But anyway, the song was released right because during the pandemic, we got played quite a bit, and then as we hit toward the summertime, it's the perfect summer song.
It sure is.
So let's just get this morning started right. Forget all the BS. Let's play some music. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Boswell Media 2019 Mississippi Songwriters of the Year. Amanda and Bicycle, Wayward Jones, Look Good Wet.
Yes, you do, Lolly.
Back in the boat in the water, can't think of nothing that I'd rather do. Maybe, baby, next time I'll do it with you. I could be drinking rum and banana cold, watching the sunset from my boat. Maybe, baby, next time I'll do it with you. Do it in the water, where everything's hotter. I need a girl that wants to get down like a preacher's daughter. Double jack on the rocks, yeah, to knock you right out of your flip-flops. Girl, I bet you'd look good with nine, 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 nine. Na 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 na.
I could be bone fishing in the Florida Keys. If you need me, that's where I'll be.
Maybe, baby, next time I'll do it with you.
Oh, we could drop an anchor in weather line.
Fire up my Johnson and go for a ride. Maybe, baby, next time I do it with you. Do it in the water, where everything's hotter. I need a girl that wants to get down like a preacher's daughter. Double jack on the rocks. It'll knock you right out of your flip-flops. Girl, I bet you look good with na 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 na
Do it in the water. Everything's hotter. I need a girl that wants to get down like the preacher's daughter. Double jack on the rocks. Yeah, to knock you right out of your flip-flops. Girl, I bet you look good with na 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 na.
Man, I thought Breck was going to start singing there for a second.
No, trust me, you don't want that.
Wayward Jones here on our special Boswell Media simulcast on Kix 96 and Breezy 101. And, oh, my goodness. Now, these guys won the Boswell Media Songwriter Competition last year. And I'm going to just tell people out there, that we got one coming up in August, and the deadline is like a week away to get your entry in. And aren't you glad you guys got involved in this? I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to tote or whatever. This is just such a cool thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, a year ago, we didn't have a song on the radio or anything going on. Really, we were touring a lot. We didn't have anything like that. And in this past year has been crazy.
Nobody in Ireland and Scotland knew who you were.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks, COVID.
That's it. No. Yeah.
Well, it's the things that you got to do. I mean, you stepped in that Wishbone Studios in Muscle Shoals. It's like the Opry, that circle. You know, how many great people, Hall of Fame, everything, people have stood right there and sang in that mic that y'all sang. You know what I'm saying? Just right that alone.
Yeah. Well, I think we had chills the whole weekend.
It was magical. It really was. Everywhere we turned, there was an element of music, and just the energy that place has is something that you really can't capture until you go. And so we walked around pretty much the whole weekend with stars in our eyes and just so amazed to even be part of that scene for that moment. It was just, it's just forever burned in our memory, and we cannot wait to go back.
and Breck, you know, this COVID thing, they've been writing. I mean, you know, they took advantage of the Friday night shows and everything else. They've been writing and doing new stuff, and I don't know, maybe they've come up with something. I don't know, dude.
They've done more during the quarantine than I have, because I go to work and go home. That's what I did.
They were productive.
No.
We were home the whole time.
Yeah.
Go to work, get up at 4:30, come here, do the job, and go home.
Yeah, they get up at 3:30 in the afternoon, play a little tunes.
Rockstar life right there.
That's not so inaccurate. That's fairly correct.
Our sleep schedule almost got back to normal, though. Normal for everybody else, and so I'm starting to worry about that. We went to bed early last night, like it was, I don't know.
Like old rock stars.
Yeah, well, last year's Songwriters was my first week back here with Boswell Media and with you guys and everything. And, you know, that was, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. That was bedtime. Now I'm getting up. Now I'm a normal. Well, it's still abnormal getting up at 3 a.m. Brett,
who does that?
Getting up early in the morning, it doesn't matter whether you go to bed early or late. It's still.
Yeah, you never get used to it.
Yeah.
It does not matter. If I go to bed at 9 o'clock, I'll just wake up an hour or two earlier than I would have if I went to bed at 10 o'clock. So it doesn't matter. He's like, I'm going to get some more sleep. Nope, doesn't matter at all.
Just kidding.
5 hours of sleep. If you go to bed at 11, you're going to wake up at 4. If you go to bed at 9, you're going to wake up at 3. This is what it is.
I'm old, dude. Sunday through Thursday, 5:15, 5:30, I'm done. It's broad daylight. I'm all right. So you guys have been writing. So, okay, let's just go hypothetical, because I'm pretty sure you guys will be going back in the studio again soon. So let's just say we're going into the studio today. What would Wayward Jones record?
We've got several new ones that we wrote during quarantine, but I think we got one called Jackpot. That's probably our favorite right now.
It's our new favorite that we've just written.
Yeah.
What do you think, Breck? Should they do it? Jackpot.
Cha-ching.
Here's Wayward Jones.
I ain't got no diamonds, ain't got no jewels. Most days I can't even rub a nickel or two. The lotto just ain't hitting and the bills are all due. But I hit the jackpot with you.
Sometimes I get an ace, sometimes I get a jack.
Most times I lose my money, I ain't ever gonna get it back. Been known to double down and lose a bet or two, but I hit the jackpot with you. We gotta hold on to what we got. We ain't got no money, but we got a lot. You can't hold on to what you lose. Baby, I hit the jackpot with you.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. I've been picking four-leaf clovers since I learned how to walk. To hell with lucky charms, I got better things to do. But I hit the jackpot with you.
Well, I bet on the ponies at Oaklawn to win, place a show. Still ain't picked no winner, I lost all my dough. There ain't nothing lucky about the lucky horseshoe. But I hit the jackpot with you. We gotta hold on to what we got. We ain't got no money, but we got a lot. You can't hold on to what you lose. Baby, I hit the jackpot with you.
Well, it must be love, 'cause it ain't luck, we got nothing left to lose.
Baby, I hit the jackpot with you.
Oh, man, Wayward Jones on a special Boswell Media simulcast on Breezy 101 and Kix 96 and Breckin' the Dude. That's the new morning show. Breckin' the Dude. That sounds good, huh?
B&D.
B&D Incorporated.
Sounds like a drugstore.
I know, doesn't it? Come to B&D Drugs.
B&D.
Oh, man. Wayward Jones in here, and we're going to take a break. They are going to be in the area tonight at the Porterhouse in Philadelphia, tomorrow in Carthage. Square affair. Now, are you going to get up and come, Brett? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, sure. Maybe. Why not?
Yeah. See, I put him on the spot like that. He and I are both trying to weasel out of where we can sleep tomorrow.
You know, we get up early. We need a day to sleep till we need sleep late. We can sleep till 5:45 tomorrow.
Yeah, because we're gonna party tonight and then back tomorrow night after Square Affair. They're gonna be in Kosciuszko at Jason's Southern Table, so should be a fun weekend
everywhere. Plenty of places to see them.
Yeah,
where's the after party?
Yeah, the rock stars hope they can keep up with the radio stars.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's
the
good
after
match.
Party is in the bed. We're done. I'm too old.
Party with our eyes closed.
I'm way too old. All right. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. More Wayward Jones. It is a Friday. Going to be a nice weekend other than humid. Dude, tomorrow, mid-80s and maybe 90, dude, on Sunday. How about that? 95. Wow. Warm. Warm, warm, warm. Kix 96, the main event. Good morning. You guys came in early because you had a big show last night. It was an awesome show, man. I enjoyed it. What happened?
The rain.
Mother Nature was the main act.
There you go.
When she's acting up as Mama Nature.
There you go. Let's bring our buddy Breck back in now. Breck, why did you let the weather be so bad last night?
Man, you know, I wanted a night off.
We're back
Thanks,
live
man.
With the first ever Boswell Media combo simulcast.
Ooh.
First ever.
First ever.
Is that what all these cables and wires are doing running all over the place?
Man.
It is not OSHA approved.
Breck and the boss were running cables yesterday left and right. They were cussing me. Woo!
What about this fire extinguisher?
That's every day, Lolly. That's a big deal.
The fire extinguisher. Oh, my goodness. All right. Boswell Media Songwriters of the Year. The competition's coming up. And, you know, you win this thing, you might get your song on the radio. And back, I don't know, what was that, September, October, a song debuted.
It was October, I think.
On Kix 96, and it took our listening audience by storm. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the radio, this is not any kind of, what do you call it, some kind of syndicated computer nerd automated show. This is live radio, right, Breck?
Live and local.
Right? Breck's holding up today's paper so you can see it, folks.
Live and local right here in Central Mississippi.
That's it. Doing it like nobody else. This is the one that started it all. Holding it together on Boswell Media Morning Show Combo.
We're just holding it together. This broken kind of love. Do we really want to fix this? Or just throw it all away? All the cards are on the table. We got nothing left to play. Well, I used to be your hero. Always there to save the day. There ain't nothing left to rescue. We got nothing left to say. We're just holding it together so we don't fall apart. No, we said forever. What about our broken heart? Used to say I love you, but I'm not sure if that's enough. We're just holding it together. With this broken kind of love. We tried picking up the pieces scattered all around, but there's too many missing to turn this thing around. Got a feeling I won't miss you. You're already gone.
I'm already gone.
There really ain't no difference in what we have and moving on. But we're just holding it together. So we don't fall apart. No, we said forever. What about our broken heart? We used to say I love you, but I'm not sure if that's enough. We're just holding it together with this broken kind of love. We're just holding it together with this broken kind of love.
Molding it together, Wayward Jones. Man, I got goosebumps, Breck.
Oh, yeah. I think that happens a lot for you, Lolly.
I do, man. I mean, there's certain songs that get you, and I do remember getting the song, And Johnny, I get, or Billy, or you guys sent it to me from Muscle Shoals when y'all finished mixing it. And when you hit the first note by Sickle Bro, I was like, ooh. And Amanda came, I went, ooh. I mean, that's just as pure country and just good as it can get.
Heartbreak. It's such a heartbreak song, you know. And I think a lot of people identify with that. You know, most of us have been in a position where we're just trying to hang on, you know, to the rope and just... Yeah. Man, that's hurting. That song's hurting, ain't it?
That's it.
We'll get you in the feels this morning.
Yes.
Sure will. Yeah.
Okay. Next week, 4th of July, Breck will be laying by the pool. Tan fat looks better than white fat.
You're darn right it does.
You know, I'm going to Dallas. We got a wrestling convention reunion filming for Netflix. Yeah, I'm going to Dallas.
Wally Griffin.
We just booked a huge show for the 4th, or we'd go with you.
Where are you guys going to be for the 4th?
We're going to be down on the coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
At the Love Shack.
The Love Shack, okay. So, you know, it's coming up, and I like to put you guys on the spot, because I know this is going to take you out of your realm, and since we're simulcasting, we're going to take you out of your realm, and, it's 4th of July coming up. It's America. We got crazy stuff going on in the country. And, I think they already know where I'm headed, because you can see them looking at each other like, I think they have telepathic powers. But, Breck, I need something patriotic. I want something that's going to make me stand up and be proud to be an American. How about that?
How about a real American Hulk Hogan theme song?
I am America. A real American. Can you do that? No.
Amanda probably can, though. Amanda's a bigger wrestling fan.
Look, it's a thing. I cannot believe that you're going to go to this convention. They're going to film for Netflix. Lolly, don't you need some music?
Yeah, and I'm one of the, that's why I'm growing my hair, because I kind of need the mullet back. I want to look, you know, semi like I used to.
It looks like it wants to look like Crybaby Francis.
Quit it. Nobody calls me Crybaby. It's Fearless Francis.
Fearless Francis. Okay. Sure. Buxton.
Yeah, I'll probably make the cutting room floor, you know. They got 10 of us that are going to mic up and interview, and I'm one of them. That's why I'm...
That'll be fun.
But they're having a whole reunion. The show ran on ESPN for like 7 years, and a bunch of the guys are coming back. And
if you go to YouTube, there may be some videos floating around of these old wrestling videos with Lolly in there and Crybaby Francis.
Here for it. We're here for it.
Yeah, we can find them if we need to. We could share them online.
All right. Something American, something patriotic, something that makes me feel good about the land I live in. I don't care about all the troubles right now in our country and our world. I want to feel good. So, ladies and gentlemen, Wayward Jones is fixing to make us feel good.
Remember in grade school whenever you learned all these great patriotic tunes and then, like, we never do them after that. So this is one of our favorites that we learned when we were kids in school. Y'all sing along with us.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
Oh, Amanda and Bicycle Wayward Jones here on a special Breck and the Dude show. Good morning, Kosciuszko. The main event coming together as one, Boswell Media on a Friday morning.
Thing one and thing two.
Isn't that frickin' frack?
B&D Drugstore.
Slick and slack. See, I'm your slack and you're slick. There you go, slick and slack.
Well, I am bald, so we're quite slick up there.
Man, you could, well, Breck's head. I had a bowling ball that reminds me of Breck's head.
they're probably both just as hard. About the same.
You're the one that needs to take the chair shots to the head, not me.
I'll get in the ring and take a bump.
Hey, one thing about Breck, he ain't scared.
Nope.
He ain't scared.
Nope.
All right. You Ain't Johnny has been tearing up the airwaves. Woo. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, they are going to be singing for us. We're going to do You Ain't Johnny here in just a minute. Wayward Jones live on this special Boswell Media simulcast on this Friday morning. All right. I think Breck is back now, and both stations are locked in.
Hey, I'm here. We're good. We're here. We're back.
You're here. You're back.
We're back and ready to roll. Back in black.
Look, they are so fired up. They keep ready to start, man. And, you know, they've been in. They're like, you know, a lot of people, been in the house so long, you actually be able to get back out and do what you love.
Even if it means getting up really early.
Yeah. Feels good. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, playing, it's like, you know, like ring shape or even radio shape. You know, you get off the air for a week, you come back, you got to kind of get it back going. Yep. I mean, you quit playing live for a couple, 3 months, and you get on stage, you're going to get blown up.
Pretty much exactly we were doing 5 or 6 shows a week, you know, and went to nothing.
Yeah, then we jumped back in. I think it was last weekend, we had like 4 or 5 in 4 or 5 days. We were worn out. We had to have one whole day of recovery where we just laid in the bed and watched Netflix.
It was horrible.
It was rough on us, man. We're coming back,
though. It sounds like a rough day, laying in the bed and watching Netflix.
I know.
Terrible. Terrible day.
We
may or may not have had mimosas every morning for breakfast for a few days.
I binged. I like watched the Glow, the lady wrestling show. I watched the country music documentary on PBS.
That's awesome.
I did that.
We got to play in when they released that thing down in New Orleans at WYS and
public broadcasting. Really cool. Yeah, great station.
They had a viewing, I think, right before they released it.
Awesome. Yeah, so much Mississippi history in that. And all right, Wayward Jones in here. And I'm telling you, when I first met him and talking to Breck, when I got back, man, they have a song. They have this song. Melissa goes, they have this song. They have this song. Well,
it's a good one.
This song was released, about 2 weeks ago now. We're going on a couple of weeks. It's hard to top Look Good Wet. It's hard to top it. But the phones have been ringing off the hook. And Breezy 101, you guys are going to love this. Are you ready, Breck? I'm ready. I'm getting goosebumps.
You know I'm always ready for this one.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wayward Jones, this is You Ain't Johnny.
I could be popping them pills and chasing cheap thrills, not coming home till noon, but I ain't Johnny.
And I ain't you. We could write a hit song, the whole world singing along. I said we're going to Jackson soon.
I ain't Johnny.
And I ain't you. You ain't Johnny.
You ain't you.
We must have got married in a fever,
'cause now I'm sick of you. 'Cause I ain't Johnny.
I ain't you.
Well, I done my time. I gave you my last dime. I ain't walking the line for you. 'Cause I ain't Johnny. And you ain't June.
You ain't the man in black, so just don't come back. Give me the cocaine blues. You ain't Johnny, and I ain't you. 'Cause you ain't Johnny,
you ain't June.
We must have got married in a fever,
'cause now I'm sick of you. 'Cause I ain't Johnny,
and I ain't you. Well, you ain't Johnny.
You ain't you.
Well, I can hear that train a-coming, but I ain't riding with you.
'Cause I ain't Johnny.
Thank goodness. 'Cause I ain't you.
Walk the line, I ain't Johnny.
And I ain't you.
Man, next time you come in, we got to get like some bleachers. You guys just, they need a live audience, Breck. You know, I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, records and this, that, and the other. Some bands, you got to see them live.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling the Breezy 101 audience all week long. I said, you know, you've heard their songs, but if you've never been to a show, you never hung out with them.
No pressure.
That's what you got to do. It's a fun time.
Because they are crazy. I mean, legit. Like, legit. Certifiable, legit. Yeah.
They got to be crazy if they want to come in here early and be on with me and you.
Well, first off, it's a talent just to be able to sing. But to sing at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm just saying. That right there, I can barely talk. I've been up since 2:45, and I can barely talk.
That's saying something, because Lolly knows how to talk.
Oh, my goodness. The Boswell Media Songwriter Competition, the entries are available at breezynews.com or kicks96news.com. And all you have to do is get in. You never know. You might get picked to be on the show. And then, hey, you might win. And if you do, Breck, tell them what they win.
What do they win? Well, of course, they get to hang out with you and me a lot. So that's, I mean,
yeah,
that's the biggest.
That's actually the best part.
That's the biggest grand prize. But yeah, you get to go to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and get you know, your song professionally recorded, and you know, and even more than that, you get to spend time there, and, you know, talk to the producers and some songwriters there in Muscle Shoals, and you know, before we went on the air, we were talking about the studio there. When you walk in, it's just you said it was like coming home. Is that right?
Yeah, it definitely is. It feels like you just walked into grandma's house or mama's house. And it's pretty good.
And working with Billy Lawson.
He's only had like 73 number one hits.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's great to work with. And he'll tell you a bunch of old stories, too, that he probably can't tell in public, and it's great.
Hey, those, so much fun.
Those are the best stories.
We had a great time with him.
Places like Mustang Sally was recorded there, the Aerosmith, Rolling Stones, they've all been there in that studio.
They have. George
Muscle Strait Shoals
was my
is
favorite.
The hub. I mean, that's where the music happens. And if you go tour the studios, there's probably not a band that you know that you don't love that hasn't recorded there. So many, you know, in Muscle Shoals, it's a hot spot for music. And to me, it's almost like a better version of Nashville because it's a little smaller, a little more intimate, and the music coming out of that place even now is just amazing.
And you also get to hang out with Johnny Ballou, we call him the Night Mayor.
Yeah, the unofficial Mayor. Mayor
Pro Tem. He's awesome. He will take you everywhere you need to go. Don't worry about it. You got a great guide.
Yes, you do.
All right, we've got Wayward Jones here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to head up to the top of the hour with some more music. It's been so far a fun simulcast. This might lead to bigger or better things there, Brecklin.
It could be. Who knows? We might have discovered something.
We might go national.
Might be more work for us now.
Instead of having canned music, we'll have just live music, and we'll do our breaks, and then they can just sing songs like a jukebox. Hey, guys, I need you to play this and this. Boom, boom.
It'd be like a radio version of Hee Haw.
Like one of our live shows.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Bicycle, what's for supper? Well, we got black-eyed peas and snap beans.
Corn
we got
red. Tanger. Sweet tea, y'all. Get up there and wash your hands coming up to the house.
I'll bring a banjo. I can be Pawpaw Jones.
But we can't do, with social distancing, we can't do the you was gone.
Man, I know.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Do it with a mask on.
Yep. Hee-haw salutes my hometown, Bunky, Louisiana. Salute! All right, we'll be back. Wayward Jones live on this special Friday morning edition from Boswell Media, Breezy 101 and Kix 96. Morning, everybody. So glad to have you here. This is a special Breezy 101, Kix 96 simulcast, Boswell Media Songwriters of the Year. Wayward Jones with us today. Hold on. Might help if I turn your mic on.
Oh, man.
That might help.
We can take a hint, Lolly.
There you go. Tonight at the Porterhouse in Philadelphia, Tamara Square Affair in Carthage, high noon. It's going to start at high noon on the Trustmark Bank stage. And then tomorrow night at Jason's Southern Table in Kosciuszko. And last night's show was canceled. Breck, are they making that up?
I believe we have Darren Milner coming up here on my show in about 15 to 20 minutes. He's going to tell us about it. So yeah, we'll find out.
Well, hold on. I don't know. I bet you they might even know.
He's from the KAP.
When they canceled you, did they tell you they were rebooking you?
They did.
When did they tell you?
Next Thursday night.
Hey, there you go.
See, let's go ahead and scoop Darren.
Yeah, see, I was trying to, you know, keep people on my show. They're scooping Segway. Me. There it is. He's dirty.
Oh, I just screwed that up, didn't I?
He's a heel, wrestling heel, crybaby.
I just, I didn't realize you were throwing me a ball to hit, and I missed it. I'm sorry.
He swung into the ground like Casey at the bat.
All right. Hey, we got time for another song. What you got? Give me a story. I want a song with a story. Breck wants a song with a story.
Okay, what about a new one?
Okay.
I love new.
Another semi-quarantine, right before the quarantine. We have a buddy that comes over from England named Laurie Duckworth, and he's a singer-songwriter out of Bath.
A man named Laurie?
Yeah, he said, Laurie? When I met him, I was like, what? And he said, that's a very masculine name in England.
That is a fantastic name. That's like a wrestling name, Lolly.
Yeah. So anyway, Laurie he comes over every year, and God bless him. He got caught up in all this quarantine stuff and had to quarantine in New Orleans forever. But before that, he came over to our house, and Amanda happened to be out of town, so he and I sat down and wrote this song, and then she came in the next day and added a couple words and said she was on it. So
let me pick this up. So So I walked in, and they said, we have this song we want to do for you. So they had me standing there, and they played it for me, and I literally was just caught up in it. And my heart melted and all that crazy girl stuff that we do, ladies. And so this is the song. And they asked, do you want to end on this song? I said, what do we even do? It's perfect. So I think we might have adjusted one little word. But other than that, this is a totally Bicycle Jones, Laurie Duckworth song. And it's amazing. And we hope that you guys love it as much as we do.
And the name of the song is?
Missing You.
Missing You.
They say everything will pass in time, and I'll be just fine, but that ain't true. I'm still missing you. You say two wrongs make a right. You're out of mind if you're out of sight. That ain't true. And I'm still missing you. While the cats are where the mice will play, that's what they say, and that ain't true. And I'm still missing you. They say absence makes the heart go fonder, but I don't wonder if that's true. And I'm still missing you. They say sunshine follows the rain, but if you don't feel the same, then that ain't true. And I'm still missing you. I never really cared what they say, but who are they? They ain't you. And I'm still missing you.
Wow, love it.
That's a power jam.
That is awesome. I'm starting to tingle. I got the little goosebumps going again.
Hey, we don't want to know all that.
I know, but when you get goosebumps, you know it's something good.
Well, you said tingle. I thought you said something else.
It's almost the same thing. Almost the same thing.
Watch it, little fella.
I'm not little. I've been little for a long time.
You know, he used to be a little bitty guy, just a little bitty dude. Now he's all grown up.
And I had hair back then, too. That was a big thing.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for getting up and coming and being a part of this show with us.
Thank you for having us.
Man, I'm telling you, you guys are troopers to come in here and try to sing this time of the day.
It was a little rough at the start.
You're a trooper for being there that close to Lolly, too.
Lolly's cool, man. It's cool.
I got my mask on and we're socially distanced.
Iron Maiden mask is the coolest face mask I've ever seen.
All right.
Everybody make sure to enter this songwriter contest, though. It's going to change your life.
That's
seriously.
It. And, you know, maybe this time next year you can be opening for Wayward Jones and have two or three songs on the radio yourself.
Yes.
You know, maybe Breck will play you. Maybe I'll play you. You'll get played. I mean, Wayward Jones is now getting hits from all over the world. You know, just to, like I said, a year ago, the Boswell Media Songwriter Competition changed their life. It could change yours, too. Go to breezy101.com or kix96news.com and find out how to enter. Guys, have a good morning. We'll see you tonight at the Porterhouse, tomorrow at Square Fair, and tomorrow night at Jason's.
We love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Breck, that was fun.
Man, a lot of fun. Always a pleasure.
All right. You did a good job figuring out how to make this work. So we're going to – there'll be more things to come, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming here in just a click of the mouse. Breck and the Dude signing off for Kix 96 and Breezy 101.
Here comes another hour of your favorite music. Turn up the radio. Breezy 101.